Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
As Michael Jordan upped his support of his alma mater. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. When Mac Brown was griping about the lack of NIL money his football program had, I asked him whether the UNC alumnus, who happens to be the best basketball player of all time, can help. Brown said he had asked Jordan several times, which Webster defines as more than twice but not many, and he didn't want to support NIL for several reasons. Brown didn't elaborate. Jordan has named the Carolina School of Social Work and its Institute of Families plus other seven-figure gifts. And his Nike Jumpman brand has 3 years left on its current contract to supply athletic teams with millions of dollars in shoes, all kinds of apparel, and rights to the Jumpman logo on football and basketball jerseys, plus giving millions in cash to the athletic department, but no NIL. Now that Inside Carolina has reported Yuba Davis's program has raised $14 million for the forthcoming revenue sharing directly to the players, one wonders whether MJ has become a part of that. If he opened the piggy bank to any sport, it would be basketball. Jordan is a documented billionaire, which is the question I like to ask people. How much is $1 billion? Multiply $1 million by 1,000. That is $1 billion. So there is likely plenty of money to help Tar Heel Hoops get back on top. But AI says that isn't close to what the T. Boone Pickens family has given Oklahoma State, or Stephen Ross has donated to the Michigan Wolverines, or Jordan's first boss, Nike founder and owner Phil Knight, bestows on his beloved Oregon Ducks. If college athletics doesn't get into some kind of fiscal control, the money necessary to keep signing up the best players is going to keep growing. At some point, it stands to reason that Jordan would find a way to become one of those famous benefactors as well. Jordan grew up an NC State fan who, according to him, hated the Tar Heels until his family met Dean Smith, and that was that. We all wonder how the late Smith would have dealt with NIL or basically paying players' salaries. Chances are Smith would have found a way he was comfortable with getting the resources to keep winning games. What would it take for Jordan to make the ultimate gift to Carolina that would return the Tar Heels to best basketball program status, a lofty moniker they once held or shared with a few others? It won't happen as it does now. Schools with the most money will continue to grow their wealth and keep ahead of the next level. UNC Development has raised billions of dollars in recent years, but its richest alumni and fans are not as single-minded as the Alabamas and Ohio States, where championships keep more money flowing. There must be a driver. Maybe Michael gets behind the wheel. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.